Hello, beloved of God. Welcome to Faith Talk Ministries Radio Show. I'm your host, the lover of words. Tune in with us and we can have Faith Talk. Faith Talk is sharing the word of God or talking about what God has done for you. You can visit our website at www.faithtalkministries.com or you can email us at staff@faithtalkministries.com. Our mailing address is Faith Talk Ministries Incorporated, P.O. Box 831376, Stone Mountain, Georgia 30083. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. Welcome to Faith Talk Ministries Radio Show. I'm your host, the Love of Words. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. In recent studies, we have discussed the power of a conversation and how iron sharpens iron. But today, our subject is, how do you choose the right spouse? In my opinion, choosing a mate is the most important decision next to accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior you will ever make. Men and women have been inquiring about the answer to this question for generations. For some people, the answer to this question would have saved them a lot of heartache, money, and wasted time. There have been many books, lectures, and articles written addressing this very subject. Fathers and mothers have been telling their children and grandchildren the so-called best way. But if the truth be told, the question has been directed to the wrong people. When you need to know how to work a particular device, you usually read the instructions from the manufacturer of the product. Well, if you want to know how to choose the right spouse, you should ask the inventor of marriage. God Almighty created marriage and gives us clear instructions in the Holy Bible. Today, we will look into the process that was used in order to find a bride for Isaac, Abraham's son. The scripture comes from Genesis chapter 24, verses 1 through 28. However, I would suggest that you read the whole chapter when you get a chance so you can see for yourself the whole process. Before we get started, I would like to play a song by Yolanda Adams titled, "The Battle Is Not Yours." This is a powerful truth that many of us may know, but that very few of us have really put to the test. Whether you are struggling with worry, debt, fear, unbelief, lust, or just trying to find a spouse, remember, the battle is not yours. The battle belongs to the Lord. The sooner that you turn it over to Him, the more victory, peace, and joy you will walk in. Listen.
Oh,
Hallelujah. That was a very nice song, and it was the truth. Welcome back to Faith Talk Ministries radio broadcast. For those of you who are just tuning in, I'm your host, The Love of Words. Our topic today is, how do you choose the right spouse? But before we get started, I would like to take the time to invite you to visit our website at www.faithtalkministries.com. We have tons of information for you to enjoy. We have a daily devotion, online Bible and concordance, blogs, and testimonies from believers all over the world called Faith Experiences. Feel free to visit us and leave a comment and let us know how you are enjoying our ministry. We would love to hear your thoughts. Our scripture reading today is from Genesis chapter 24, verses 1 through 28. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of Canaan, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure the woman would not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou camest? And Abraham said unto him, beware thou that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house and from the land of my kindred, and which spake unto me, and that swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land, he shall send his angel before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this my oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his master, and swear to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and let down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher into the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man, wondering at her, held his peace, to wit whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of a half a shekel weight and 2 bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said unto him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor." She said moreover unto him, "We have both straw and provender enough, and room to lodge in." And the man bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who have not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." And the damsel ran and told them of her house, of her mother's house, all these things. I'm going to give you a synopsis of the rest of the chapter, because there's not enough time to read it all. But when you get time, read the whole Genesis chapter 24. After Rebekah had gone and told her family, her brother Laban ran out to meet Abraham's servant. Laban then noticed the earring and bracelets that his sister was wearing. Rebekah told him what the man had said to her, and then Laban invited Abraham's servant into their house, and he let him know that he had prepared a place for them. He also referred to Abraham's servant as, "Thou blessed of the Lord." Abraham's servant then came into the house, fed his camels, and prepared water to wash him and his men's feet. Rebekah's family set meat before him, but he refused to eat until he had finished the business in which Abraham had sent him to do. He then introduced himself as Abraham's servant and began to explain how God had blessed Abraham with cattle, gold, and silver. He explained how wealthy Abraham was, and that he and Sarah birthed a son in their old age, and all that Abraham had was going to be given to him. He told about how Abraham made him swear not to take a bride for Isaac of the Canaanites, whose land they dwelled in, but for him to take a wife of his kindred. Abraham's servant then told Rebekah's family how Abraham told him that the Lord would send an angel with him to prosper his way. He told them how he came to the well and said a prayer in his heart to God. His prayer was, "Behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink, and she shall say to me, Both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Let the same be the woman whom the Lord hath appointed out for my master's son." This is Genesis chapter 24, verses 43 and 44. The man then said, before he was done speaking in his heart, Rebekah came forth with the pitcher. He then explained how he asked her whose daughter was she, and placed the jewelry on her. Then he told them how he had bowed his head and worshiped God for leading him to his master's brother's daughter. Abraham's servant asked Bethuel if he would deal kindly with his master so he could know how to proceed. Laban and Bethuel answered and said, "The thing proceeded from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good." This is Genesis chapter 24, verse 50. The family then gave him permission and said, "Take Rebekah to be your master's son, as the Lord hath spoken." After Abraham's servant heard these things, he worshiped God and brought forth jewels of silver, gold, and raiment, and gave them to Rebekah. He also gave her brother and mother precious things. After that, they all ate and drank, and Abraham's servant and all the men that were with him. They stayed the entire night. His servant woke up early that morning and asked that they send him on his way to his master. Her brother and her mother said, "Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10. After that, she shall go." This is Genesis chapter 24, verse 55. Abraham's servant asked and said, "Please allow me to leave speedily, since God had prospered my way." And the family said, "We will ask Rebecca and see what she says." They then called Rebecca and asked her, "Would she go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." And they blessed Rebecca and said unto her, "Thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them." This is Genesis chapter 24, verse 60. Rebecca then left with the man, and she took maids and servants with her. As they were on their way, Isaac was going out to meditate in the field, and he looked up and saw the camels coming. Rebecca looked up, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel and said, "What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us?" And the servant said, "It is my master." Therefore, she took a veil and covered herself. The servant then told Isaac everything that had happened, and Isaac brought Rebecca to his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebecca, and she became his wife. And the scripture says Isaac loved Rebecca. There are a couple of points that I want to touch on about this story, because I believe they're key. The first point is, what was Isaac doing before he was married? Well, we know that Isaac was in mourning over his mother's death, but we also know that he was in constant fellowship with the Lord. Although the text doesn't say exactly what Isaac's character is, we can conclude from his previous obedience. Do you remember when Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac? And Isaac asked him, "Father, where's the lamb?" And Abraham told him, "The Lord will provide a lamb." Remember how patient, obedient, and trusting Isaac was of his father? Many of us, we would have probably flipped the script, started cursing, and maybe even tried to kill our father, but not Isaac. Isaac was a faithful and believing son. He was wise. Isaac was not looking for a wife. He was busy being about his father's business. He was keeping his mind focused on the things of God and also what Abraham needed him to do. We as children of God need to be patient about the things of God. We need to do this first. And if we do that, then God will reward us with what we need. Look at the verse, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you." There are a lot of us that are focused on being married, but we need to be focused on serving the Lord, and he will send us a wife when it's time. Notice, did Isaac decide when he would be married? No. Abraham went to his servant and asked him to go and get Isaac a wife from his kindred. In this example, Abraham represents God. God will let you know, men, when it is time for you to be married. Do you recall in the beginning when God made Eve for Adam, how that Adam was busy in the garden naming the animals and doing the work of God? God noticed that the animals had mates, but that there was not a mate for Adam. God made Eve for Adam. Adam was busy doing the work of God. God noticed that he was lonely and made him a mate suitable and made him a wife out of his own flesh. Adam wasn't complaining to God, talking about how lonely he was. He wasn't living with his parents and needed a wife to help him survive on his own. He wasn't so turned out by pornography that he needed a wife to fulfill his lust. He didn't have two or three children out of wedlock and needed a mother for his kids. No, Adam was busy doing the work of God, and God blessed him with a wife in his time. Wait on God and allow him to send you your wife. Next point, what was Rebecca doing before she was married? The text doesn't say exactly what Rebecca was doing. However, there are lots of clues. First, we can look into the character of Rebecca. Notice, when Abraham's servant saw her at the well, she didn't just make small talk with him. However, when he asked her for a drink, she not only gave him a drink, but also offered his camels a drink as well. This showed that she was a prudent woman, as well as kind. We also get a glimpse of her character when Abraham's servant tells her all that the Lord has shown him. She ran and told her family. This showed that she takes the word of God seriously and is mindful of spiritual things. Do you recall when Abraham's servant requested for them to leave speedily and her parents were against it? Her parents asked Rebecca how she felt and asked her, would she go? She said, I will go with him. This allowed us to get a glance at her faith. In order to trust God and his word enough to leave with someone you just met, it requires faith. Oh, I almost forgot. Rebecca was a virgin. And this lets us know that she valued her husband by remaining a real gift. Lastly, as they were traveling to Isaac, she noticed a man in the field and asked Abraham's servant, who is that man? And Abraham's servant replied, that is my master. She leaped off the camel and covered herself. In my opinion, this showed us that she was very respectful and honorable. To me, being a man, I don't like to deal with a woman that acts like she is not interested. There's a way that a woman can let you know that she is interested without being trashy. Rebecca mastered this, in my opinion. In conclusion, I would like to say the answer to the question of how do you choose the right spouse is you don't choose a spouse. God chooses them. God gives a man his wife. Proverbs 19, verse 14 says, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. The word of God also says, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor from the Lord. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. Notice how I'm referring to a man receiving a wife. The reason being is because God gives the woman to the man, not the other way around. The man should be doing the business of God. And when the time is right, God will give him a wife. Does this mean that every man is supposed to be a minister, pastor, or hold some office in the church? No. What this means is that whatever job that God blesses you with, you are supposed to work it to the glory of God. We as believers are supposed to always be ready to give an account of our faith to anybody who inquires. You can share the gospel of Jesus Christ working on any job. Everyone is not going to be a deacon, evangelist, or pastor. God tells husbands that they are to leave their mother and father and cleave to their wife, and the two shall be one flesh. He also tells husbands to love wives as Christ loved the church. We as husbands are supposed to dwell with our wives in knowledge. This means you are to study and learn your wife. My wife is different from your wife. Every man has to learn his own wife. Every man should also share the word of God with his wife. We are supposed to wash our wives with the word of God. Women, you are to keep yourselves gift wrapped until God gives you a man that he has for you. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4 says, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she who causes shame is like rottenness in his bone. Solomon also talks about the price of a virtuous woman being far above rubies. I would say a virtuous woman is priceless. Wives are to respect their husbands, and their husbands should love them as their own bodies. Lastly, when God talks about being unequally yoked, this has nothing to do with race, but everything to do with faith. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, you should marry a believer also. If you marry someone who is not a believer, then you are unequally yoked. This is what happened to a lot of men and women out here. They didn't seek God and they just married anybody. But if you're a believer, you should marry someone who is also a believer. Don't worry, my friends. If you trust God and have enough faith to follow him, he will give you your spouse. Wait on the Lord. He will give you a perfect gift in due time. He gave me my wife, and she is a treasure. God's name is Faithful and True. I pray that everyone that is listening to our broadcast will pray and ask God to send them a wife and a mate that he has for them, and ask him to make it crystal clear like he did for Abraham's servant. God is the one who chose Rebekah for Isaac, not Abraham nor his servant. God bless all the listeners of this radio broadcast.
Cause I can't wait to be closer to you.
Maybe you're so sweet, chicken the cavities. I get a stomachache if I can't be with you.
At night I fall asleep and I don't wanna wake up.
Cause you are my dream, my heavenly creation.
Thank you for tuning in to Faith Talk Ministries radio show. I'm your host, The Love of Words. Our prayer is that everyone listening will come to the knowledge of the truth and develop a more personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He is truly the way, the life, and the truth. He is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and no one will ever love you like he does. For God is love. Once again, friends, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to having more Faith Talk. Visit us at www.faithtalkministries.com. God bless you.